The Joyful Frugalista. Grow your cash, be savvy with your money, and live abundantly. Written and read by Serena Bird. Wow, you get out a lot, said a new friend in response to my Facebook and Instagram photos. You seem to do some really interesting things. Yes, it is true that I get out a lot. I like to dress up and go out to the launch of an exhibition, to the theatre or the opening of a new restaurant. I have too many pictures even for my Instagram account of places I have been and things I have done. But my outwardly flamboyant life is merely a front. I am a frugalista. What is a frugalista? People often ask me. If I said I was a fashionista, they would probably understand. A frugalista is someone who lives the good life, the fashionable life, while still living frugally. Someone who is mindful of the small things, avoids waste, and lives consciously. A frugalista prioritises things like reducing food waste and negotiating the best deals, and can identify what is a need rather than a want. A frugalista isn't a slave to department store fashion, and instead appreciates what they have and makes the most from it. As a frugalista, I celebrate the abundance around me, enjoying and knowing that I don't have to be in debt to live my life the way I want to. I believe in less is more and in striving to live with less clutter, instead focusing on only having those things I use and enjoy. My frugal lifestyle also places a premium on people and experiences over stuff. Why be a frugalista? For many years, I kept my frugal lifestyle a deep, dark secret. Once upon a time, thrift and frugality were celebrated as virtues. Wives were encouraged to be economical in the home and to find creative ways to cook with less and use up leftovers. Cookbooks and magazines were filled with useful tips and tricks for doing more with less. Yet somewhere, somehow, frugal became a dirty word. I want to reclaim it. Instead of being equated with negative words such as poor, meagre, paltry, cheap, insufficient, or even skimpy, I want frugality to be associated with concepts such as creativity, appreciation, abundance, choice, empowerment, and being enterprising and environmentally sound. I don't see frugality as something that imprisons women in the home, forcing them to make do on a meagre allowance, but rather something positive that empowers both women and men. For many years at work and social functions, I did not talk about my frugal lifestyle. If I was complimented on my dress, earrings, or handbag, I would never admit they were from an op shop or even free. I wouldn't share a frugal recipe for homemade items. I quietly brought my own lunchboxes of leftovers to work and eschewed daily takeaway coffees from the cafe.